Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, starting the 4 o'clock hour here on this Football Friday. Starting the hour a little bit late, but that's all right. We're having some fun today as I am back in the saddle a little bit as I'm recovering from nice bout with pneumonia, but I figure by next week I will be good to go. I missed every day this week, and today Crowder and Solana deservedly have the day off. Dan Day was going to bring you a best of Hockman and Crowder. I have popped on because I'm trying to play myself back into playing shape. Sometimes you got to, you know, sometimes you got to just got to break through a little bit. You're not going to be 100%, but I am feeling slightly better, I should say a lot better than I was throughout the week. And hopefully by Monday, I'll be completely ready to go. Dan, speaking of being ready and healthy, I do have the Miami Dolphins injury report, which just came out. It's brought to you by UHealth, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. Experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. And it is interesting for Dolphins fans, obviously, the game Sunday in San Francisco. Austin Jackson is out. He is officially listed as out. Teron Armstead is listed as doubtful. That's better than out. It's worse than questionable, but it is better than out. So Teron Armstead, and we learned today he's not going to need surgery, so that's good news. Teddy Bridgewater, Miles Gaskin are both questionable. And everyone else that has been on the injury list should be fine for Sunday. So for Sunday, again, Austin Jackson is out. Teron Armstead, doubtful. Teddy Bridgewater, Miles Gaskin, both questionable. You can hear the Dolphins game Sunday here on 560 WQAM. We've been trying to bring you some Dolphins talk from earlier in the week as everyone gets ready for a football Sunday. There is no more football Saturday for us Canes fans, is what it is. And in this hour, we're going to bring you a interview that Channing and Solana had with OJ McDuffie on Wednesday. He joins us on Wednesdays, and they talk a lot of Dolphins in this upcoming game, so that'll be coming up later on this hour. I know we're late in the 4 o'clock hour, but let's get the rest of the headlines here with Dan Day.
And they are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I know, Hawk, you've been kind of under the weather. Did you stay up for the Bills-Patriots game last night?
I watched some of it. I'm not going to lie. We watched some of it, and then... I don't even want to get into the whole thing, but my homeowners association is switching from Comcast to Hotwire. And so it's just a pain in the butt to toggle between TV and the internet service changed yesterday. Today I'm actually watching Hotwire TV instead of Comcast for the longest, but Hotwire is infused with TiVo. And if you remember TiVo from back in the day, I'm delighted to have the old TiVo remote back in my hand. But anyway, last night, I really wanted to watch the Panthers game starting at 10 o'clock. So I'd watched most of the Bills game. And then the Panthers game, I had to go on the smart TV and watch it through the Bally Sports app because the Hotwire cable or whatever it is wasn't working yet. But I did see much of the Patriots-Bills game.
Well, it went as you pretty much would have expected it. The Bills won 24-10. That's exactly what I expected. The Dolphins, though, they face the 49ers Sunday at 4.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the game. I'm excited to to see what they can do against Mike McDaniel's old team. I know that he's avoided saying that it has anything special to mean to him, but yeah, it'll be a fun game to watch or listen to on Sunday.
Did the Panthers elicit any hoot and hollers out of you last night when they scored 3 goals in 59 seconds?
They did. I'm not feeling great, but I did find myself enjoying that 1 minute section where 3 goals were scored in what was really a boring first period, and then all of a sudden it was just like boom, boom, boom. Yeah, that was fun. I was just looking at the Dolphins line here. Dolphins are 4-point underdogs on Sunday. I think a lot of that has to do with Teron Armstead.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to play, though. I just can't see it.
I don't think so either. I don't think it's worth it. But
Right. Nonetheless, the Panthers did defeat Vancouver 5-1. They continue their West Coast swing tomorrow at 10 when they face the Seattle Kraken.
Yep, I'll be watching.
World Cup, it just keeps getting crazier and crazier and crazier. Uruguay, they did defeat Ghana 2-0, but did not advance.
They did not. They are out. Solana was very sad today.
Because Korea, they defeated Portugal 2-1.
Yep, they did as well.
Cameroon defeated favorites Brazil 1-0. Yeah. Cameroon advances. How about that? The CAF teams are doing pretty good in these African countries.
Yeah.
They've been strong.
It's been really wild group stage. Like, there's been some great shocking upsets.
And Switzerland advanced 3-2 over Serbia. Serbia is out.
Serbia beat Switzerland 3-2, didn't they?
No, Switzerland won.
It was Switzerland that won?
Yes.
All right.
The neutral country.
I had that wrong somewhere.
Yeah. Neutral country. The Francofet representing right there. Good stuff right there. I don't know. You know, try to get my victories where I can get them. Speaking of soccer, Lionel Messi, there was hot and bothered talks of him coming to Inter Miami. Now it looks like it's cooling off a little bit.
Yeah, it was weird. It, like, happened during that... was it during the USA game that they started talking about it?
I think it was this weekend, because I came in and a couple people started asking me, like, is this really going to happen? And I was like, they say a lot of stuff that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it really looked like it was imminent, but now we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
I mean, it makes sense. He has a mansion in Star Island. He doesn't speak the best Queen's English. It'd be kind of an easy transition. He'd get a lot of money, a lot of ownership in MLS, but... I think maybe like one of these teams like PSG or some of the international teams are like, okay, I'm opening up the wallet for Messi.
We shall see.
Well, but nonetheless, tomorrow, that's what you have to worry about. 10 o'clock, United States, Christian Pulisic and the guys are facing Clockwork Orange, the Netherlands. It is going to be possibly the greatest game in United States football history.
Man, I hope so. I'm very excited to watch it. 10 a.m. And everybody will be wearing their red, white, and blue. I know... the Netherlands are favored, but man, the betting action is hot and heavy on USA.
Oh, you got to imagine a lot of people here in the States are going to bet on the United States, number one, because they want to have even more interest in watching
it. It's exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Man, talk about how hype you're going to be for the game tomorrow, Hawk.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's really, tomorrow could be a lot of fun if I was feeling better. You got the Odyssey Beach Festival.
Yeah.
Starts in the afternoon on Fort Lauderdale Beach, and you got the USA game at 10 a.m. Shapes up to be a perfect day.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I'm going to show up with like a case of beer, we'll watch the game together, then we'll go down to Odyssey Beach Fest for the rest of the afternoon and just
show
kind of
up with
that.
A case of syrup, hold everything but the actual cough syrup.
Ooh, sounds like an afternoon right there. Let's get to weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 78 degrees-ish here in South Florida. It's partly cloudy skies, and there is a light chance of rain throughout the rest of the day. And not supposed to be too much rain over the weekend, so Odyssey Beach Festival should be cool when it comes to that.
It is such a great event. If you've never been there, you can go to odysseybeachfestival.com. If you've never been there, it is such a great weekend of live music and food vendors and just the scenes of Fort Lauderdale Beach. It really is fun. I highly recommend it if you can make it out there. I'm going to try to make it out there if I'm feeling well enough, either tomorrow after the USA game or Sunday before the Dolphins game. I will definitely not be there late night, as I'm sure Dan Day will be. I'm imagining he might sleep on the beach from Saturday night up until the day it starts on Sunday, but Dan's a different creature than I.
That funky Buddha, you know, makes it easier to sleep on the beach.
Keeps you going. I understand.
It will be out there.
Jay, in the next, get back into This Football Friday, O.J. McDuffie was on Wednesday. We will play it for you next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
No quiero leche de avena. Solo quiero leche de...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Umbaka!
Hawk and Crowder.
560 WQAM, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show. I am Dan Day. Hawk jumping on the top of each hour, jumping in, getting some headlines, getting up to date on what he's gambling on. Crowder, it's not his birthday, although it is. He doesn't celebrate his birthday, but he's not at work. Solana, he's heading out to the West Coast. I'm a little envious, but then again, I remember I'm in South Florida. So, no hatred right there. Like I said, we're going to be giving you some of the best that we've had on the Hawk and Crowder Show. Also, like I said at the top of the hour, we're going to be running things back for you, some headlines and some updates. Got a little country music going for you right now. Haley Witters. I discovered her when she was first on YouTube, and I told the people here that work at the country station, our sister station, Kiss 99.9, I said, you got to look out for Haley Witters. Sure enough, she became a pretty big star in the country music world, and they told her that I knew her first. And there she was. She actually sent me a message. She texted me a video saying, thanks, Dan, for being on top of, being on top of everything and knowing about me before anyone else. So, very excited about that. Always excited when O.J. McDuffie joins the show. Growing up, loved watching O.J. McDuffie. The whole world watched O.J., not just here in South Florida. Everyone knew O.J. McDuffie. I actually told him that one time. He was like, all right, man, go get yourself some barbecue. He had barbecue here at the radio station. O.J., though, he gives you analysis on the Dolphins like nobody can, and here is a recent visit that he had with the guys.
Miami Dolphins are riding a 5-game winning streak, and they're going to try to make it 6. Not going to be easy this Sunday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. Dolphins taking on San Francisco in San Francisco. So many storylines there with Mike McDaniel and a handful of former 49ers players. Let's bring on now a former great Miami Dolphins player, number 81, O.J. McDuffie, co-hosts the post-game shows with Travis and Big Seth, and he and Big Seth host the awesome Fish Tank podcast. Juice, how you doing, sir?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. And so, hey, it sounds like we may have gotten some, I don't know, potentially good news that there could be a chance that Teron Armstead plays this Sunday. Just like you, people like you and Crowder who played the game can put this into words better than I can. Like, how important is Teron Armstead to this team right now?
Incredibly important, man. You saw what happened once we lost him last game. You know, everything went downhill really fast once he went out, and we had to scramble to get guys in position. Some guys might have been playing out of position a little bit, but man, he is so. You notice when he's in there. I mean, that's one of the things you can say about him. You notice when he's in there because you don't hear his name, but you also don't hear the best defensive ends getting any pressure on our quarterback. You know, so he's huge. Obviously, you know, we gave up a lot for him, spent a lot for him, but man, he's been worth it every time he's in the lineup.
And Juice, if Teron doesn't play, I don't want to change the offense because we're, what, four-game streak right now scoring 30 points. Like, they're rolling offensively, so I don't want to change the offense. But also, I'm not naive enough to think that Brandon Shell just going to step in there and take the place of a multi-time Pro Bowler. Can they run the same offense, be as productive without Teron in the game?
Well, I think Coach has already said they have to change some things up. And I think that's kind of what he was saying, this post-game presser. You know, when, you know, he said he went rogue. But then when you got guys out there, you know, that are out of kind of not, you know, not used to playing this position, or maybe not, you know, as have the ability to do some of those things, Channing, he's got to change his plays a little bit. So I think what he's going to try to do is cater to their strengths. You know, you can put Teron out there on an island and not worry about him. You know, you can, but then you try to do that with some other guys. I mean, I'm just not talking about our team, but any team. Some guys can't play on an island like that. They don't swallow that defensive end up like Teron does. So you might have to, you know, adjust it that way. I think the play call might be the same. I think the protection might be a little different without him out there.
OJ McDuffie is with us here on AM 560 Sports WQAM. A lot of storylines for this game, OJ. I mean, for players like Sherfield and Mostert and Wilson, for Mike McDaniel, for Wes Welker, how do you think it's going to feel for them, you know, going into a place where they played and worked for the last several years?
Oh, they're going to be pumped. Man, they're going to be pumped. You know what I mean? It's not like they left on any bad terms or anything like that, which make it even more exciting for me if they hated each other. You know what I mean? they got a love situation going on there, man, but they're definitely going to be pumped, man. You know, you always want to, you know, I guess it's kind of like, Big Brother over there. You know, you want to always beat your big brother, you know. And I know that, you know, that Mike McDaniel spent a lot of time with the family, the Shanahan family, and obviously, you know, out there in San Francisco. But there would be nothing better than be able to go out there and beat up on the boys. And I tell you what, the familiarity between, you know, probably both squads. Now, I'm sure they know a lot about what Mike wants to do or what he tries to do. But Mike definitely knows a hell of a lot about what they want to do offensively and probably defensively as well. So to go out there and get that opportunity, I mean, it's got to be a lot of fun for those guys. And, you know, and I know on Sunday he tried to downplay it a little bit. Let me enjoy number 8 today, and I worry about number 9 on Monday. I mean, he's probably thinking about number 9 and who number 9 could possibly be for a minute now.
And somebody was arguing me about this, Juice, and I can see their point, but I still think we got them with the weapons because we got Cheetah, we got Penguin, and we got Gesicki, but they have Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, and they got George Kittle, who is one of the best tight ends. I think the number 2 tight end in the league behind Travis Kelce out there in KC. We still got their weapons, don't we? We still got their weapons.
Man, I put my weapons up against anybody, bro. Yeah. I really would, man. I think we've got the best 1-2 punch and wide receiver in the league. I don't care what anybody says. It's not even a homer pick. The numbers don't lie. You know, the yards, the catches, that they don't lie. You know, people can say whatever. Well, OJ, you know, you like the Dolphins, and that's why. No, look at the numbers and watch how defense have to try to defend what these boys can do, man. So I'll take our weapons up against anybody. And, you know, Mike, you know, when he gets his opportunities, he's been pretty good. You know, and I just think he, for one, probably wants more opportunities. And, of course, being a Penn State homer that I am, I'd love for him to get more opportunities.
Well, and not only the weapons, the quarterback matchup as well. And I know, you know, Raheem Mostert said something that I think was taken out of context about, hey, you know, we got a quarterback who can sling it now. And then, yeah, the San Francisco people were like, hey, why is he disrespecting Jimmy G? So, you know, they made it seem like he was trying to start something. I don't really think he was trying to start something. But I mean, just the way that Tua Tagovailoa is playing right now, and I'm glad that they were able to get him out of that game early against Houston. You know, no reason to risk injury, because as long as Tua's been healthy this year and on the field, they don't lose when he's on the field.
No. I mean, the proof is in the pudding, right? You know, I mean, start to finish games, he's undefeated this year. And, you know, and that tells you a lot about him as a player, as a leader, you know, and a lot of times it tells you how the guys rally around him, you know. Look, Jimmy G, San Fran was trying to get rid of Jimmy G. So that's not a knock. It's not a knock at all, man. And then and they drafted a guy in the first round to take his place, you know. So that tells you how they were feeling about him. Jimmy G's solid, obviously. I mean, they're playing pretty well right now. But, you know, our guy, our number one, our QB1, man, has been showing what he's made of. So I get where Raheem is coming from, you know. Just, you know, seeing it all throughout the OTAs, seeing it throughout training camp, seeing it so far during the season, you know, we do have a guy that can sling it. And, you know, and that's bottom line. Tua's been very good with what he's been doing. He's been smart with it. He's been safe with the rock lately, man. So, you know, I mean, I want these guys, you know, feuding. I want them going at each other. I want to, you know, ignite a firestorm. You know, this time of year, Tanny, sometimes you need any kind of motivation, you know, to get your blood boiling, man. You know, get pumped up. Bulletin board material. I love it, man. But these guys, they work out and hang out so damn much in the off season, man. They're like kumbaya all the time, man. It drives me crazy.
Man, get me going. Let's argue a little bit. Juice, I want you to look at me funny every now and again in the locker room and see if I'm going to come towards your locker. Yeah, man. Juice, I honestly believe it's gone. That stuff is gone. Mm-hmm. That little, you know, I hate you for a couple weeks. Me and Randy McMichael, with the story I've told 100 times, we got in a fist fight and went to the strip club that night. All those days are gone, Juice. I think that's over with.
That's over, Chad. That's over.
And Juice, I said something yesterday, and later in the show, we didn't really get into it, but I want to see what you think, because the man I'm going to bring up was your quarterback. Is it too early to say that Tua Tagovailoa is the best quarterback the Dolphins had since Marino? Because I don't think it's too early what he's doing this year.
Oh, it's not even a question. I mean, it's not even a question. I mean, that's another thing. You look at some guys, and we got some great leaders that were here. You know, the Jay Feelers, you know, the Chad Penningtons. But talent-wise, there's no better talent that we've had here, you know, than what Tua was bringing to the table. You know, and it took Tua a little time to get to Alabama, too. He's back to, I think, right now he's playing Alabama Tua style. You know, and it did take some time, but we haven't had anybody like that since one Trey. That's for damn sure. And I don't even know. I mean, look, I mean, when Ryan Tannehill took over the position, that was the 17th quarterback. So I remember that because Ryan's numbers, the 17th quarterback since one Trey. So the fact that we can't even keep a quarterback, you know, on the roster for 3, 4, 5 years, I know Tannehill got 7. I mean, that tells you about how inadequate we've been at that position. So, yeah, it's not even a question. What Tua's doing, you know, is the best since one Trey played.
I like it. We're talking with O.J. McDuffie, former Dolphins receiver. He's also the co-host of the Awesome Fish Tank podcast. I always learn so much from your show because you have great guests, and it's not always a guest that I'd be like, oh, you got to have that guy on. And then when you have him on, right, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So your most recent guest, and I remember when he played in Miami, and I think his brother did as well, Brendan Iambidejo. So and his name is a lot easier to say than Obafemi, so I see why you booked Brendan and not the other brother. But
we're gonna get Femi on too. We're just gonna call him Femi though. That's it though. Just Femi.
Fair. So what did you learn from Brendan Iambidejo? What can you tell us about that conversation on your newest episode?
Man, I tell you, his journey. You know, you talk about a guy that played, you know, just his journey to get to where he got. You know, he was a great player at UCLA. And then to go undrafted, and then to bounce around the league, get cut, playing in Canada, playing in Europe, playing in, you know, indoor football, you know, and then finally getting a shot in the NFL with the Miami Dolphins and playing with his brother. You know, the picture of those two coming, you know, together on the field together with Dolphin uniforms on, man, just absolutely unbelievable, man. But the perseverance, you know, his drive is second to none. A lot of these guys, man, that don't, you know, aren't first-round picks. I know there are a lot of first-round picks that bust their butts a lot of time. But the guys that have to grind through different leagues and still have that hunger, that desire to still play football, this is a guy that, you know, that's indicative of that type of drive and that type of effort. And you also learn, you know, what he took from football, he's taking it to the business world. You know, you they have he's part owner in like 55 Orange Theories. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So you're talking about somebody that took what he learned on the football field, you know, applied it to business world, and now is being very successful off the field as well, man. So it was just a great, fun conversation. Like you said, Donald, it's like, man, you just, you know, you hear a name, you're like, ah, we'll see. But then you start hearing his stories. Those stories are some of the better ones than the guys that, you know, that were scoring 800 touchdowns for your team, you know?
Yeah. No Juice, doubt about that.
And, Juice, I ain't listened yet. I'm traveling, so I'm going to listen on the plane today. But I'm looking – I looked at the imaging y'all have, and it's called Ahead of My Time. I played with B.A. Is he talking about his off-the-field ahead of his time or on-the-field ahead of his time? Because he's a different human, man. I tell you, I know you know it, Juice. I'm going to come out and say it. Brandon Ambadejo is a different human being.
Yeah, it was definitely off-the-field stuff. You know, his fashion sense. You know, we talked a lot about that. We talked about, you know, what he wear in the locker room, you know, because he was, yeah, obviously, you know, a lot of people wear that stuff, you know, some of the stuff he was wearing back then, they wear it now like it's nothing, you know what I mean, Channing? And so, yeah. You know, you get in the locker room with a bunch of dudes, man, you know, and, you know, skinny jeans and stuff weren't in back then. Everybody was a little baggy, you know, it's like a little baggier. But, man, he was, like we talked about, ahead of his time when it came to fashion, when it came to, social stuff, you know, out in the public. He just was well ahead of his time, man. And it's something that'd be super fashionable in today's game for sure.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know if y'all, he didn't like me. Me and him didn't get along.
Really?
Yeah, because I just made fun of him. I made fun of his clothes. I made fun of his outfit. He had a nipple ring. I made fun of his nipple ring. I just messed with him the whole time. And I was a rookie. It was like, why are you messing with me? I'm a veteran. But I mess with everybody. That's what I do.
Hey, you know, it's always, you know, Chan, it gets down to the point. If I'm not messing with you, I don't like you, man. But if I'm messing with you, we good. You know what I mean?
Juice.
If I ignore you, then you should be worried, right?
Juice, back to our earlier conversation we had a second ago. I think the world is changing now. I'm with you. If I don't speak to you, now you're in trouble. If I walk in and say, damn, who cut your hair? Was she blind? That's you my boy then, Juice. You my boy.
We tight.
That's bonding. That's bonding in the locker room.
Not even a question.
Great stuff. OJ McDuffie, you guys want to make sure you check out The Fish Tank, available Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. Juice, thank you so much for taking the time, and hopefully the Dolphins can extend that winning streak this weekend.
Yes, sir. Hey, we're getting that love now, man. National games, man, game of the weeks, you know, pushing that Chargers game to Sunday night. Now we got to go and show out, man. You know, don't just get these opportunities and mess them up, man. Go out there and do what we can do. I know we're capable of going out there and beating anybody, man. So I'm looking forward to this road trip.
That's right. Thanks, OJ.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Awesome stuff. All right. We'll continue. Hawk and Crowder Show. Dono in for Hawk today. Crowder, Solana is here. Right. We'll continue here on AM 560 Sports WQAM.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Flan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And Crowder.
560 WQAM. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. I am Dan Day. Solana taking a sojourn out west with the Dolphins. Crowder, it's his birthday. Although he's not celebrating his birthday, he's also not working. So kind of different. I don't know about all that. Hawk, a little under the weather, but being a true trooper, He's joining us at the top of each hour so we can do some headlines, we can touch base on everything that's going on in the world, not only sporting world, but the world in general. A couple of minutes now, we have just to wrap. Just you and I getting ready for the Heat game tonight, back-to-back against Boston in Boston. First one didn't go so well. Second, we'll see how it goes. I think they have a chance. Boston's really good, though. Every team in the NBA seems to be kind of middling, except for Boston, Milwaukee Bucks maybe, Phoenix Suns sort of. That's about it. Everybody else is kind of having an interesting season, trying to figure themselves out. Hopefully Miami can figure themselves out tonight, looking like Jimmy Butler going to be playing tonight. Put out a meme saying, I'm coming, Boston. But I want to talk about the Dolphins because they're the biggest thing going on right now. Of course, I got the reggae going. It's a feel-good Friday. Thank you so much for joining me. I want to talk about the Dolphins. A lot of people this week have been saying, who is the real MVP of the Dolphins? Is it Mike McDaniel? Is it Tua Tagovailoa? Is it Teron Armstead? Because when he went out, things kind of got different. Is it Tyreek Hill? It's up for debate. Of course, that's why we do these things. I think it is Tyreek Hill for the intangibles, for being a leader, and for bringing that confidence and that talent to this team. It seemed like they were on the edge these past couple of years. Then all of a sudden, boom, Tyreek Hill gets here with all the confidence and all the greatness. Tyreek Hill has just been absolutely fantastic. He brings that swagger to the team. And when you have that confidence and you have that belief in yourself, and then you have a guy who not only talks the talk, but walks the walk. He's had an unbelievable season, by the way. That is the intangible that has really taken this team to the next level. And I said it earlier in the show. I believe the Dolphins are the best team in the NFL now. They're not the most unbeatable team in the NFL. I still think that's the Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes, the season he's having. He's going to find ways to eke out a win, even if they should be losing. But the best team, pound for pound, in my opinion, not the Philadelphia Eagles, although they're a very good team, and I think a lot of people are saying, oh, they're not that good. No, they're a very good team. They're probably the best team in the NFC. But overall, the Miami Dolphins, with Tua being quarterback, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Teron Armstead if he plays, everything just seems to be going their way. Javon Holland, those guys, Xavier, oh, man, it's just crazy. So that's what I think so far. That's my MVP argument right there. Tyreek Hill for what he brings intangibly to the team and tangibly to the team. So he does it all over the place. So Tyreek Hill right now is my MVP for the Miami Dolphins, who I think is the best team, not the most unbeatable once again, but the best team in the NFL pound for pound. Now you get in the playoffs, the experience level might be kind of rookie head coach, Tua has never been to the playoffs. Some of these guys, not a lot of playoff experience. Tyreek Hill has that though. Once again, why he's my MVP, the intangibles and the tangibles combined make Tyreek Hill my MVP. The MVP of the season so far for the Heat. Whew, that's a tough one. Jimmy's been in and out. Bam's been really good lately. Kyle Lowry, give him credit. He's shown up. He's played. He's been there. I think he's logged the second most minutes this season in the NBA of any player. Only Kevin Durant's done more. So Kyle Lowry, he has been the anchor for this team. He has held us solid, and he has been absolutely great. Of course, the group stage of the World Cup, it ended earlier today. I got all excited. I said Cameroon had advanced. Cameroon did not actually advance. I got excited because they beat Brazil. Nonetheless, you got some great matchups. First and foremost, the one we all care about more than anything in the world, at least I do. Why do I say we when I mean I? United States, Clockwork Orange, Netherlands, tomorrow, 10 o'clock. I'm not scared. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win. And, you know, I was telling someone out in the hall, Miho from Power 96, I was like, I started to say, we need to get an early goal. And I said, you know what? No. I believe in this team. I really have a feeling. And I know everybody's saying, oh, Netherlands aren't as good as they used. They're still a very good team. Let's not get that wrong. But, you know, there's just something magical. I believe we're going to beat Iran, because of all that nastiness that went on in the press conference and everything like that. But also just, I had this feeling. I was like, we're due. Christian Pulisic's due a goal, and we're due a win. And I feel as though tomorrow, no matter how nasty things might start out, I think the United States going to find a way to beat the Netherlands. And with that, it will be the United States men's soccer team's greatest victory in history. Even bigger when they beat Mexico in the knockout round some 40 years ago. Then tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you get Argentina versus Australia. Australia, a huge surprise. It would be even bigger surprise if they defeated Argentina and Lionel Messi. Nonetheless, the winners of those two games will face each other to be determined. Then on Sunday, get up. France and Poland at 10 o'clock. Then at 2 o'clock, England and Senegal. Now, of course, my dream matchup would be United States versus France in the final. Of course, I'm Cajun French, so I have that heritage there. And people are like, oh, you're going to be conflicted. No. No conflict here at all. There is one and only one country that has my heart, one national team that I am for, and I'll never jump off of it, and that is the United States. So if U.S. and France meet up in the final, I hope the U.S. beats them 10-0. 10-0. So there, if you think I'm conflicted, think again. No, U.S. all the way. So then move on to Monday, 10 o'clock, Japan, Croatia. Japan, another surprise right there. They're going to be facing off. Then at 2 o'clock, Brazil. And they call it the Korea Republic, also known as South Korea. That would be a huge upset. Brazil, I mean, their second 11, not just their first 11, are good enough to probably qualify for the World Cup, maybe even make it to the knockout round. So Brazil, heavy favorites in that one. And finally, Tuesday, surprise, Morocco. They're going to be facing Spain at 10 o'clock. Then at 2 o'clock, it is Portugal and Switzerland. So things shaping up good in Qatar. United States, let's take care of business tomorrow. I know I'm going to get up, me and my roommate Blake P. I'm not leaving the house for that. I'm going to sit there, focus, maybe drink a couple of Rio beers from Guatemala. That's what I have in the refrigerator. Watch that game. Cheer on the United States. Feel great about the United States. Then head on out to Odyssey Beach Fest and check out all the great bands. I'm so excited to see Phoenix tomorrow. I have never seen Phoenix of all the bands. Beach weather is going to be great. Phoenix, I know Muse is the headliner. Man, Jack White going to be there. It's going to be a great day of soccer, football, and music. Should absolutely be great. For more details on all that, you can go to our website, WQAM.com. Just got a text from Hawk. He cannot stop coughing, so he will not be joining us in about 5 minutes. I'm going to let him rest and get ready for his weekend, watch the U.S., gamble on the U.S. game. I'm sure he's putting a lot of action on that. He can't wait. It's going to kind of help him get fit, and he'll be back on Monday. So the next hour, it's just you and I. We're going to do a sort of best of Hawk and Crowder show, and just kind of hang out and have a good time, get you ready for that Heat Celtics game. Tip-off is at 7:30. I will get a little day-at-night day spa going for you from 6 to 6:15. Then Brendan Tobin will bring you the pregame because, once again, Solana is traveling out west on the West Coast. Brendan Tobin going to get you some pregame. Tommy Tighe with the pregame. Jason Jackson with the call. Then Tommy Tighe and Brendan Tobin going to get you with the postgame. But next, headlines here on 560 WQAM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.